Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. Live Saturday show. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, the point of the show here is it's open phones every single night. We do it live 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time.
You can do it live with us, too.
Indeed. That's why we open up the phones, and you can join us there. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Grab archives and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts on our social media and our chat rooms and all that stuff. It's all over there at freetalklive.com. There's a lot, of course, to talk about tonight, but I saw these headlines that you brought one of these headlines in, Captain, about the Holocaust Museum. And just tell me, what are they doing at the Holocaust Museum?
I have to lead with, I hate Illinois Nazis. Mm. For those of you who are Blues Brothers fans, you'll get that one straight away. But there is a Holocaust Museum in Chicago, and apparently the Holocaust Museum is requiring not only staff and folks who work there, but people who want to visit the museum to show proof of vaccination and mask. All the way down to 2 years of age.
Wow. Wow.
The Holocaust Museum. I mean,
you would think they would be more likely than the average person to kind of recognize some of the signs of potential slide towards genocide.
Or at least segregation, persecution, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. There are stages towards genocide, and some people disagree as to whether there's 8 stages or 10 stages. Depending on which website you go to, you'll see a different set of stages.
Yeah.
But there are people out there in the world that will tell you that what's going on right now, depending on where you are, I mean, different parts of the world are further along this list than others, but every part of the world, for the most part, that has been doing this COVID crackdown stuff, they're taking the steps.
I think I've seen 3, maybe 2, I don't remember how many. It's at least 2 different, we'll say, survivors.
Of the actual Holocaust,
Who have said and come out and said, y'all better take a look at what's going on because this is, sort of what went on back then.
The world has seen this before, and it's seen it before the Holocaust, right? Like, this kind of stuff's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, well, we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
Yeah, apparently. That's true. Oh, no, see, it's different this time. And I imagine that's what the Holocaust Museum is saying, right? Like, oh, I'm sure people have brought this up to them and said, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they said, well, this is about keeping people safe. See, it's different.
I mean,
we're not killing people yet.
What are they going to do next? Like, oh, no Jews allowed in the Holocaust Museum, right?
Well, no, of course they're not going to go that far. Unless they show that Jews are more likely to carry the virus or something.
I don't even have an article about this. This is straight from the website itself.
Okay.
The ilholocaustmuseum.org. And it says, COVID safety protocols. To ensure Illinois Holocaust Museum is as safe as possible for visitors, volunteers, and staff, the museum will require all guests ages 5+ to show proof of full COVID-19 vaccination to enter the building as of January 5th, 2022. Now, note that said 5+.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. The very next sentence says, masks, parentheses, ages 2+, parentheses, and online tickets continue to be required for all visitors.
Hmm.
So which is it? Illinois Holocaust Museum 2 or 5?
It doesn't matter. It's just awful. Either way you slice it.
Proof can include a physical vaccine card, photocopy of a card, digital record or app on your phone, a printed record from a vaccine provider. Visitors age 16 plus must also show photo identification that matches the proof of COVID-19 vaccination.
And of course, we know by now that, and it, I guess it bears repeating for people just tuning in, that the vaccination doesn't actually prevent COVID. It doesn't prevent you from getting COVID.
No.
We know the masks don't prevent you from getting COVID.
Certainly like not.
It says right there on the packaging.
Nor do they prevent the spread.
Right. So this is all about obedience. And again, it's just it's so disappointing that the people who should know better. But then again, how many people who survived the Holocaust are actually like on the board of directors of this museum? I mean, most of those people are dead by now. So this is the next generation.
It's the like you would think that the people working there who are walking around all day, surrounded by all of the things, you know, would have some sort of like, hey, wait a minute, you know, an epiphany, a light bulb might go off in their head. Yeah, no. What are we doing, you know?
Well, see, it can never happen here.
Oh, the Nazis it's already happening.
No, the Nazis couldn't happen. This isn't about hate. This is about taking care of people.
Well, it's about, you said it earlier, it's about obedience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vaccine exceptions apply for students 18 or under that are attending a school field trip. Teachers and school chaperones are not exempt from the vaccine requirement. How does that make any sense? Right?
None of this makes sense. It's all completely arbitrary.
And I'm laughing because I can't believe that I'm reading this.
Well, that's the only way you can process absurdity. I mean, once absurdity is so blatant, you have to laugh at it, otherwise you will be depressed and you'll want to kill yourself.
I had to double check and make sure that this wasn't like, you know, a parody website or some sort of a Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, one of those
you know,
kind of things.
To be fair, the Babylon Bee has taken the throne from the Onion at this point.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I mean, I think that line was crossed probably within the last couple of years. The Onion has gotten, it's just gotten too one-sided.
Yeah.
Like, the Onion used to hit all sides. They back in the day, the Onion's been around for decades. But it started in Wisconsin, didn't it?
I don't know.
I feel like it started in Madison or something like that.
It may have.
But, like, it was a college town, some college town. And anyway, it used to just hit all sides with just the most biting satire.
Yeah.
Now it's just got kind of this lefty feel, and it's gotten lame. Like, I still subscribe to their weekly emails, just kind of little summaries with the headlines. And I used to get like at least a couple good laughs out of just reading the headlines.
Right.
I don't get them anymore.
Yeah, I haven't subscribed to them in quite some time either. I don't know if maybe I changed, you know, when I changed the email providers, they fell off, or maybe
you're not missing anything.
Maybe I just unsubscribed because they weren't funny.
Yeah, I've actually considered unsubscribing. It's just one of those, like, normally I don't care, right? Like, I'll unsubscribe to anything coming into my email, but this is the one thing. I've got such a history with The Onion, it's like, I don't really, like, what if they start getting good again?
Well, and they were early on, too. You know what I mean? I remember early internet days, The Onion came into my view anyway. And, you know, from there, they just sort of progressed forward. And they're like, I don't know, man, maybe the last 5 or 10 years or so.
It was when they got bought by, I don't know if it was Univision or there's this, I think it's Univision, the company that owns, I think they own Gawker, they own Jalopnik.
Oh, right,
they
and like IO9.
A bunch of these things, like the video game site that I'm forgetting right now. But if you go look at the bottom of The Onion, they show their other sites.
Yeah.
And they're all these kind of leftist-tinged blog sites or news sites.
Yeah, I used to read IO9 for the science fiction television and movies stuff, and oh my gosh, it is so just lefty propaganda. Yeah, they talk about the shows, but within even the writing of their articles about the shows or the movies, it is just like super lefty.
Plus, how do you do satire now when the real world has become so ridiculous? And that's what you're saying. That's why we ended up talking about The Onion here, is you were had to double-check yourself to see if this was actually a real story about the Holocaust Museum requiring various different vaccine and mask mandates and such in order to get in. And I think that's why the Babylon Bee people came up with the Not the Bee site. They've got a whole website or a newsletter or something where they publish real stories that could be in their satire publication, but they're actually real. Like, how do you keep going with satire when the real world is so ridiculous?
Yeah, stranger than fiction, yeah. Right? Accommodations for mask and vaccine policies must be requested in advance and are subject to museum discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after a second dose in a two-dose series with an approved COVID-19 vaccine such as Pfizer or Moderna, or 2 weeks after a single-dose series with an approved COVID vaccine such as Johnson & Johnson. There's a little bit more.
I'll pass on that. The number is 603-283-6160. There's plenty of information online about the Holocaust. You know, if you want to learn about it, go dig around. You'll find out whatever you need to know. You don't need to go and obey these people's rules to go look at, you know, whatever.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're also raising funds for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and right now we're raising funds for people in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. And they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And in the last decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really need some help. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. So if that's what you agree with, then we are going to back you on it. Free Talk Live is matching donations up to $30,000 in total. So if you want to help out, head over to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com.
And you can totally rest assured that there's no bureaucracy taking a hefty chunk off the top.
That's right.
That's the point of this thing.
They're actually very efficient. Over it, I believe, 90% goes towards the beneficiaries there. So we're going to get into a story here in a little bit about a government boondoggle, which has put the city of St. Louis gang into a bit of a pickle.
Paradox.
Yeah, we're going to get into that coming up here. But, you know, since we brought it up, we were talking about the Illinois Holocaust Museum now requiring vaccination passports or cards or whatever. And
it's as ironic as people showing their vaccine cards and being masked to go see the new Matrix movie.
That's so sad. But there are people, I'm sure, doing that somewhere.
Oh, yes, there are.
Luckily, that's not a requirement here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I went to see it in the theater a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. But, yeah, the Matrix is real, and the Matrix has you, right? So, but I wanted to get into, since we brought it up, the genocide thing. You know, we said, hey, the people at the Holocaust Museum ought to be able to recognize the signs of the stages of genocide being put into play.
Yeah.
And now, instead of recognizing it and calling it out, they're becoming a part of it. And they're not doing it because, I presume, well, do we know where? Is it Chicago or somewhere else where this museum is located? I think Chicago did just mandate vaccine passports, but I suspect they did this on their own volition. But that is an interesting maybe detail to this story, because I believe the mayor of Chicago did announce vaccines would be required for indoor activities. I don't know when that goes into effect, but that might be one little twist. But regardless, you would still think that even if the government was mandating it, that the Holocaust Museum would still refuse. Like, shouldn't they refuse to go along, put their feet in the mud, so to speak, and say, no, we've seen this before, we're not going to enable this?
It's apparently in Skokie, Illinois.
It's outside of Chicago. Yeah. So then, no, there is no government mandate in that case.
Right.
All right, so the 8 stages of genocide, and some websites say it's 10 stages. This is actually coming from right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, where they have an academic Holocaust, I think, division or museum or something like that here on the college campus. There's like a whole section of the campus devoted to this.
Keg stand?
Yeah, that's right, Keene State College.
Huh.
So I'm not going to go through the whole description here, but just generally the 8 different stages. Number 1 is classification. So you have to distinguish people, they say here, into us and them.
You are anti-vax.
Yes.
You are anti-vax, and therefore you are evil. You are responsible for spreading the virus, and you are responsible for me getting the COVID even though I'm vaccinated, etc., and so on.
Anti-vax is the term that they're using even to now describe people who are against forced vaccinations,
right. Yeah.
But even may have chosen to get the vaccination.
Yeah. I know people who have elected to get the vaccine and who oppose it being mandated.
That's
or
right.
Forced on people in any way, shape, or form.
And those people are being called anti-vaxxers.
I even know somebody who's in the medical profession, a nurse at a hospital, who's like, you know what? I got it, but like,
you shouldn't have to.
No, nobody should be forced to get this thing.
And that ties right into number 2, which is symbolization, where we give names or other symbols to classifications, like Jews or gypsies or anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
In this particular case, number 3, dehumanization, and this is a step that we're pretty deep into already at this point. Especially over the last year, we've seen a ramping up online of people really just talking about how they hate people who are unvaccinated.
I wish they would die.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. That started early on.
Yeah.
And since then, there have been posts like, I'm sick and tired of being nice to these people. They just need to get rounded up and blah, blah, blah. Just all kinds of just crazy talk out there about how this group of people, the unvaccinated or the quote-unquote anti-vaxxers, need to be punished for their refusal to just go along to get along, to just obey.
Before COVID-19, the terminology entered our vocabulary as a globe, I guess. The term anti-vaxxer meant something different. Like, the definition has changed over the last couple of years.
Sure. An anti-vaxxer would have been someone who is against all vaccines.
Right. Whereas now, anybody who's, you know, even if you're just against the COVID, or the forcing of the COVID vaccine, you're being labeled an anti-vaxxer. You're being lumped in with people who fit the old definition.
Even if you might have, you know, you might support the measles vaccine or, you know, whatever other ones.
Right. Measles, mumps, rubella, that's, you know, all that, that kind of crap. You know, you know, there's something to be said about how many of those kids are getting and that kind of a thing. You know, but make your own decisions on that, of course. Just as you should be able to do with COVID-19. Everybody should be able to make their own decision.
A pro-choicer is now an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's...
because you're either with us or against us, Captain.
That's something that I don't... there's not really a term for it that I'm aware of. If there is, please give us a call. But it's when government sort of co-opts a thing and creates new language around
Governments are all about that.
I know. I really hate that.
Yeah.
And there should be a term for that when governments do this, because that is what has happened. Now...
legalify?
Yeah.
They take words and they redefine them.
Statify? Or tyrantify? I don't know.
Number four? Organization. Genocide is always organized, usually by the state. Special army units are armed and trained. Now, you know, we're not seeing people going out and being hunted down and killed at this stage in the game, but we are in places like Australia seeing people being rounded up by the military, by the Australian Defense Force, and taken physically to a place against their will.
Yep.
So that's happening.
Oh, and there's also been vaccination sites manned by nothing but military personnel.
They just put the tennis star, Djokovic, or whatever his name is, in a facility, a detention facility, for this weekend, and presumably longer.
Outside of Australia, like in the U.S., they've had vaccine sites where if you wanted to go and get a vaccine, you could go, and it was administered by military personnel.
Right.
In fatigues, with guns, you know, that kind of a thing.
It should also be mentioned that travel restrictions are in place, right? In Canada, you can't leave, basically, if you know, can't get a train ride or an airplane ride if you are unvaccinated. In the United States, you have to put a mask on. And in other places of the world, in some cases, you can't even come in.
Yeah.
And then they force you into a quarantine camp. The number 603-283-6160. We'll skim through the rest of these here, because, you know, we're not through the whole, all of the stages at this point, but the stages are pretty crystal clear. And they are being repeated. History is repeating itself. You either pay attention or else. 603-283-61.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. Now, the Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
It's individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line, and the impact would be incredibly significant. We'd have rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
President Biden is among those paying tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Saturday. Biden, former President Obama, and other Democratic leaders among the speakers taking part in the memorial service in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, the live Saturday edition of the show for you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Do you want to say thank you to Dan Hargis, who is a silver level member of our AMPS program? You can join AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon, and thank you to the now over 70 people who have signed up for AMPS. So definitely appreciate the support. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And Dan is a silver level, which means he's doing at least $5 a month.
I hate the term build back better, but we certainly are doing
Well, I appreciate it. And you get some cool perks, too, so check it out over at amps.freetalklive.com. We got some calls. We're going to get into them here. Plus, we got the other four steps. Yeah, four more steps on the plan of genocide.
The stages.
The stages of genocide here, which we're definitely through numbers one, two, and three at this point. Number four, arguably, is, and more so or less so in different countries of the world,
yep,
because, you know, they don't quite have involuntary quarantine camps here in the United States just yet, but they do have them in China and Australia.
Countries are jockeying for position.
Other countries like Austria, of course, requiring the vaccines, now a mandate that everybody has to get vaccinated by sometime, I think, in February. So there's a range of different levels of enforcement of this stuff. But we go to your calls and thoughts. He is Talk, calling us from Texas. Talk. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't like you much, but I love you.
Okay.
That's weird. The feeling is mutual?
Whatever floats your boat, talk.
You know what that means? You know what that means? It's like, I want you guys to agree with me.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you say that we're not going to agree with? Because that's what I want to hear.
No, the point I was making is, I love you guys. I love, you know, I want to love people. I want to love mankind. We're in some dire straits here.
No doubt.
It is hard to, you know, shed love on mankind and, you know, the times that we live in.
Yes, sir. I was an ICU nurse at the last of my career. I tried to get it all in, experience the whole thing. I did, retirement center, and I did mental health. We had most of it was drug abuse and alcohol problems, and then there was some bipolar schizophrenia. And then I moved on, med-surg and telemetry, and wound up in ICU.
Okay.
Anyway, so... Yeah, I have a lot of experience, but my thoughts, we survived all of it with, you know, protection, you know, PPE and all that. So anyways, but the thing is, I was thinking, this virus, or another virus, if there was another virus, and, you know, people are talking about that, this is all nightmarish. So what we need... I'm an inventor now. I'm in my fourth career. I'm 63 years old. I'm in my fourth career. I'm an inventor. I have only one patent now. It's a flosser. It's a tooth flosser. I just got it in the process. It's up for sale for $2 million. But my next invention is something for a facial apparatus. And... I think we may need it. It's going to replace the mask. It'll work very well. And if it doesn't, then no one will buy it.
What is the purpose of this device?
It's to filter air and protect your lungs. But by the way, you know, I heard a doctor, he told people use a little povidone iodine in water. And you don't swallow it. You just put it in the back of your throat, which is where this virus tends to, you know, hibernate. And you do this daily if you're, you know, if you want to. I haven't done it myself. I'm perfectly healthy.
I haven't taken
much precautions. I'm living down here.
Well, why? So you're just trying to cash in? I mean, if you personally are not so worried about this, but yet you're creating a new mask replacement out there, which I imagine is a fairly competitive field right now. There's all kinds of people trying to put their creative minds to use on the task of creating the new mask that everybody's going to want.
It's not a mask. It's not a mask. It's not
a
mask.
It's a filter?
It filters air.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful invention.
So how is that not a mask? If it's a thing that goes over your mouth and nose, how is that not a mask?
It doesn't go over your mouth.
Okay, so how does it filter the air?
Well, if you're breathing properly, you take deep breaths through your nose, your nary, nostrils. You breathe through your nostrils, you blow air out through your mouth.
Right.
Now, for athletes, I have an adaptation, an extension on the invention.
So your invention, just to clarify, only goes over the nostrils?
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Oh.
Very small.
Well, okay. I wish you the best talk. I mean, for me, it just doesn't interest me in any way, shape, or form. I'm not interested in masks.
Chuck a couple of cigarette butts up your nose. See if that works.
I'm not interested in any of this technology. I don't find it interesting or exciting. I find it dystopian. I find it frightening. And
well, I mean, there are filters already. It's called your nose hairs.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mother Nature has given you naturally occurring filters in the human body to prevent things, foreign objects, and, you know, that kind of a thing from...
Yeah, there's a system in there.
There's a system in there. So...
And there's a lot of people who would tell you, now, they don't get like they can't express themselves on platforms like Twitter or YouTube. For instance, Robert Malone was the recent doctor who got banned off of Twitter, and then the video of, the interview of his with Joe Rogan was banned off of YouTube. Of course, it's available on Odyssey, by the way. You can get to Odyssey.
And who is he? Let's remind our listeners who Robert Malone is.
He's a high-ranking doctor who's worked for the government.
Well,
he's the creator of the mRNA, right?
That's the important part, is he created the mRNA.
Yes.
And has been banned.
And people don't want to hear what he has to say, because he will tell you...
It's like not talking to the Wright brothers about flight.
Yeah. He'll tell you. One of the things he'll tell you, and that he did say, I watched a portion of the Rogan interview. It was 3 hours long, but I watched some of it. He points out that there are over 100 studies that make it pretty crystal clear that natural immunity, that is to say someone who has gotten COVID and beaten COVID, which is, of course, almost everyone who gets it, that they have a stronger immunity against COVID than any of the multi-vaccinated people.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Oh, what a surprise. You mean you get something and you get over it and you get natural immunity that you're better off than taking what has been called a platform? This vaccine, we covered it early on in the vaccine development when they were talking about the mRNA stuff for Pfizer. We covered it here on Free Talk Live, that the people who were looking at it and toying with it have called it a platform for programming DNA.
That's scary.
And that, so, like, it's like a little computer, and they just program it to, you know, have these spike proteins, and then they inject it into you, and that's supposed to, like, help you somehow.
It's a load. I don't believe it. And all the evidence suggests that, in fact, he said further that the people who have the natural immunity, if they take the vaccine, they're actually more likely to encounter the negative side effects of, like, you know, getting a heart attack at age 25 or myocarditis or, you know, you name it. And there's more and more stories about these sports athletes that are just dying and having heart attacks on the field.
I just read
crazy
one today.
Numbers.
It was some sort of a athlete, runner or something who was having the myocarditis or some version of that. And she's like, I don't know that I'll ever be able to compete again.
That's so terrible.
You know, like, I mean, somebody with an aspiring career, you know, looks like they're, and just like, nope.
The number, if you want to join us here, at 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But, you know, if it's your body, if you want to put a mask on or three masks on or shove things up your nose or whatever, you do you. But I find it really disturbing, personally.
If the statists have their way, we'll all become bubble people.
Yeah, well, they're not going to have their way with me.
Me neither.
The number, 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us on this live Saturday edition. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. We've got the stages of genocide. And, yes, I realize we have talked about this sometime in the last couple of years. I think probably last year at some point we did bring these up. But I don't remember which night it was on, and so it's always good
to hear. And there's a couple different versions of
there
it,
are.
Too. Some are like 5, some are 8, some are 12.
Yeah, we got the 8 stages here from Dr. Gregory H. Stanton, the president of Genocide Watch, over at Keene State College, which has a whole section of their college devoted to the Holocaust. And just kind of going over the all these different stages and comparing them to today and what's happening, because it's very clear that this is happening again. But we can go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we go to someone who says they have lost their name, calling from somewhere.
I don't want to get too technical, but me and my wife were having sex, and then we woke up, and we don't know our names. We can't see. We're like totally lost. The only thing.
How do you know she's your wife?
Well, I don't know. I think it was through the CB, and I think the battery's running low because I just lost contact with her.
The CB radio?
I'm here alone now. Yeah.
What's her handle?
I just remember. Tiger.
Tiger. Have you tried doing a radio check, asking for Breaker 1-9?
Yeah, but I think the batteries ran out in the radio.
Okay, so you had sex with someone who you believed to be your wife. She left.
Yeah, that's my memory, yeah.
And you knew that she was available on the CB radio, or you never met her in the first place and you just imagined it?
Well,
I'm not real clear.
Memories. I have these memories, but now all things are slowly being lost.
Oh, man, that sounds really frustrating.
I was receiving you at 1690 in Port St. Lucie, and I'm just looking for your help because, electromagnetic spectrum.
All right, let's get to some facts. When did this happen?
That's a problem. I lost track of time, space time.
So this could have been this evening. This could have been 5 years ago.
Yeah, it could have been, but it's dark now. I'm in the dark.
It sounds like it. And I wish there was something I could do to help you, man. So how did you find our show?
1690 kilohertz.
In you said Pensacola? You said you're in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida along 95 and Port St. Lucie is my GPS coordinates, the last I can remember, but I'm slowly losing power.
Are you in a vehicle right now?
Could be.
Could be.
Hazy. It's kind of hazy.
Well, you said you were in the dark. Can you feel around for like a wall, see if you can find a light switch?
I see a radio dial. I can turn the volume up.
No, you don't want to do that. Yeah, that'll cause feedback and get really confusing.
Yeah, I can, all right, I can see some lights here, yeah.
So you were listening to the radio. You, at some point, came to the belief that you'd had sex with a woman who was your wife. And
but I'm not sure what the truth is anymore.
Right. Now, how...
Words are cheap.
Where are you from?
From Dover, Pennsylvania.
Dover, Pennsylvania. Do you remember anything about your life or your history, like how you got to Port St. Lucie,
well,
Florida?
They told me my name is Glenn, is what they told me my name was.
Who told you?
Too young to
remember.
Who? My parents told me that.
Okay.
I guess they're my parents.
Where did you start losing your memory?
When I got about 60, I guess.
And how old do you think you are now?
60.
How do you know for sure?
I don't. Okay. I guess I count the cycles.
I have to ask, because you said it's hazy where you're at right now? Like, you can kind of see some lights?
It's about 77 degrees. It's a little breezy and dark, but I'm seeing some light there from a light pole.
Are you outside or are you inside?
I'm outside. I don't mean to lose anybody if they're interested, yeah.
Are you homeless, or do you have somewhere to go tonight?
Oh, I have somewhere to go. Resident hotel. I'm going to move down here. Wonderful place. Screw PA. Screw Tom Wolf.
I think you found the right place, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Feel free to give us a call if you ever figure out whatever you're trying to figure out. Thanks for the call tonight. You know, I'm not sure if he was cranking.
A Florida man.
I am not sure. When I first answered the phone call, I thought, oh, it's a crank call. And as I started talking to him, I thought, we don't normally get good crank callers.
That's true.
He's either a really good crank caller.
I think that is the case.
Or he's actually kind of crazy.
I say that he's a good crank caller because of the couple of laughs that he let out, like as we were asking him stuff, because it was stuff he hadn't even thought about
himself. Right.
So
I think I am leaning more towards the good crank caller. It's just such a strange occurrence.
It was pretty good.
It's a strange occurrence to actually get a talented crank caller. Like, I'm trying to remember. I think the last one we got was probably Cobra Commander or Megatron, the guy that was running for...
Yes.
When he was running for president. And that was like a decade ago. I think that was 2012 when Cobra Commander called.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had the voice down.
Yeah, if he called in today, he could talk about the virus.
It was excellent. So I remember that one, and I feel like somebody called in as Megatron at one point. But the best prank callers we had were back in the Florida days.
I think you guys ran part of the Cobra Commander as one of the like
promo.
Yeah, promo for
Maybe
Free
so.
Top 5.
It was a really good call. So if that was fake, fantastic. I hope you can call back again at some point. But man, that was great. All right, so the number here 603-283-6160. This guy's for real. It's Robert in South Carolina. Although I wish it was fake. Hello.
I'm just, you know, I'm listening to all of these things, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this pandemic, I think, is coming to an end now because, you know, when it starts to, the disease starts to generalize and get weaker and weaker, and then everybody has it, and it's really, and it just weakens out like people getting over a cold, and that's what's going to happen, I think, in the near future if it's not happening already. And then the next thing I was thinking of is politically, we're going to start swinging back toward the right because it's only a tiny fraction that's really pushing things the way they are right now. And I think there's a lot of manipulation going on, even for them to do it to the degree that they're able to do it up to this particular point in time. But in the future, so let's say 2022, after the 2022 election, I think things are going to change. But
I don't think things are going to change.
Well, things are going to change, but you know, are they going to change for the better?
I don't think they're going to change in that the government isn't going to get any smaller. The government's going to keep on its path of getting bigger, more oppressive, and more intrusive, and more expensive. And it doesn't matter to me whether it's the Republicans running it or the Democrats running it. We've seen plenty of evidence that it doesn't matter one whit.
Well, they're going to have to get a lot better at lying and cheating then, because the people of the United States are not going to take this too much longer. They're going to vote.
I don't believe that either. The people of the United States have proven they'll take it hard and long.
Now, don't get me wrong. There is this sort of undercurrent that I bump into from time to time listening to people when I go in public places. Like, there is a general feeling about, you know, this sucks and, like, what do we do about it and that kind of thing. There's a general undercurrent. But the country was founded on like a 15% tax. Or
3%?
3%, yeah, sorry.
The tea
3%
tax?
Tea tax is what I was getting at, right? And like, you know, they basically said, screw you, King George, for that. Now, roughly half of the average American's income is taken by the state in one form or another. If you add up all the different ways that you get taxed, and I'm talking about your income tax, I'm talking about your property tax, your sales tax, I'm talking about inflation, I'm talking about licensing fees. When you add all that crap together, the average American's lose about half of their earning power, right, to the state. If the Americans were going to do anything about it, they'd have done it already, as far as, like, you know, any kind of a, we're not going to take any more, rise up and, like, overthrow the government type of thing. It would have happened already. So, since that hasn't happened, and I don't think it's going to happen, the best thing that anybody can do is, if you're of a freedom mind, is to find other freedom-minded individuals and get together with them and, well, try and make a better place.
Other people in the rest of the world seem to have no problem rising up. I mean, look at Kazakhstan, where just in the last several days, last weekend, they've had massive protests, and it was all over. I mean, I'm not going to say it was all over this, but the straw that broke the camel's back there was the doubling of the gas prices.
Yep.
Boom! People are in the streets. They've set the Congress building on fire, you know? Like, they're actually killing, and I don't believe in violence. I don't think that's the solution.
Right.
But you push people far enough in some parts of the world, and they will snap.
Yep.
But the American populace is so well-fed, they're so well taken care of.
The land of the comfortable.
Yeah, and the the bread in the circuses being television and the metaverse and, you know, you name these little distractions that we've got going on out there. They are working very well to keep the people very obedient and docile. The number here is 603-283-6160. Phones are open if you want to join us. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We got a few more stages of the 8 stages of genocide we'll touch on, plus a trolley problem in St. Louis that you're going to share with us coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.